just to go the framework that we've been trying to keep, we've been talking about the two types of batei dinim that there could be. There's the tavla, which in the perfect world would be the preferable type of bezdin, and then there's the bezdin, a sitting bezdin, which could be two types of bezdin kavua or non kavua, but that there's three judges that are always sitting and they're passing shailas. So we've been talking about the advantages and disadvantages of each. One of the disadvantages of the zavla, at least the way it's in the imperfect world, is that many people go to their dayan and tell him their story, and the other litigant goes to his dayan and tells him his story without both bali din being there, without parties being there, and that we learned last time is usur. You're not allowed to do that. Whether the dayan becomes pasul b'diyeved, that was the whole shaila, but that was one of the issues that could occur with a zavlon. Now that issue can apply with a regular bez. And also he said if you come, you're there first at the Dindori, you're not allowed to go tell the dayanim your side of the story while the other one is coming. So that's what we did last time. I was hoping that we get this year in before Pesach, but I mentioned that I saw it became too big. As an offshoot of that, we're going to talk tonight. Last time we were talking about the issue of a dayan hearing one side of the story without the other litigant there, and the problem is that he's matim devarim, he's already like swaying the judge gets swayed by hearing one side of the story without the other person to say things that he wouldn't say if the other person was there, because he'd be scared to lie in his face, and this judge has a handicap to hear the real story. So that was the issue from the there's a cause of Shemo Ben Achechan. Now, once we're talking on that, so that leads us to this issue of another way that judges could be swayed, possibly be swayed, and that is by having lawyers present the cases, right? And we're going to talk tonight whether there is any heter for a lawyer to present a case, or do we say that it's going to be problematical because the case will be swayed. Now, we don't have to go too far to have an issue, because we've been learning Pirkei Avos. The first paragraph of Avos says, Yehuda ben Taboy Omer, Al tas asmecha ka'arche hadayonim, you should not make yourself like those who are lawyers. This week we're going to do Arche Dayonim, and just to let you know, next week we'll do the good news for lawyers, and that's Psach Picha Le'ilayim. That we're going to talk about next week in Yirtzeh Hashem. So, but this week we're talking Arche Dayonim, is a befeirush something. Now, is it an Isser or a Chassidus? That we'll see. But the Pirkei Avos says, Atas Atzmecha Ka'arche HaDayonim, don't make yourself like Arche HaDayonim. Like Arche HaDayonim, what the words mean? Orech, and the different Mepharshim say from Shatim, and Pashup Shat, Orech is like you arrange. You're arranging the Dayonim, right? You're lining the Dayonim up in a row and getting them to think what you want them to think. Right? Don't be like people that are Orech Dayonim. The Shulchan Aruch passes it. I'm giving you the second half of the Shulchan Aruch, the last line of this Sif in Simon Yod Zayin that we've been dealing with, Sif Tes. Next week, in Yerushal Shem, we're going to talk about the first half, which is the good news. The Shulchan Aruch concludes that if Tzarech Lis Yashib Adavar Zaharbe, a Dayan has to be very careful in this, he shouldn't violate that Isser of being Arche HaDayanim. Right, so this is passing in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, what we'll do tonight is we'll first see the Pshat in the Mishnah from the Rishonim. Then we'll talk about possible loopholes to this halacha. And at the end, we'll have hopefully a big loophole. If I don't get there, please remind me. And there is a nice loophole at the end we'll have.
But so, it doesn't say you can't be a lawyer. It says don't behave like lawyers.
Right. It doesn't say that, but Shulchan Aruch says, be careful that you shouldn't be like Arche HaDayanim. Whatever it is, it's something you don't want to do. Now, is it going to be Isser D'oraisa? Is it, I don't know, but when we always talk what's L'chachila, the best thing to do. It seems, and this is Pashit, it says, you want my advice, don't be an Arche HaDayanim. Now, what is an Arche HaDayanim? I didn't say that yet. I don't know, that's what we're going to learn tonight. But no one's going to argue and say that it's good to be an Arche HaDayanim and it's, the chachila thing that you should be an Arche HaDayanim, because it says you shouldn't be, so whatever it is, for you know, in Eretz Yisrael, the lawyers, I think they call themselves Orech Din, right? Right. So if they want, they didn't. I know one ever asked me my advice, but if they wanted my advice, I wouldn't do that because you know anyone walking by said you're Orech Din. I mean, Mishnah says you shouldn't be an Orech Dayanim. You know, call yourself a Tohen. You know, call yourself something else. But I don't know why they call themselves Orech Dayanim. So that we know, you're not allowed to be an Orech Dayanim. Now, what does that mean? So the Rambam says like this: Tame Anoshim Shalomdim Hatainos Vahadinin. They are people that learn different tainas and laws in Chosh and Mishpat. Ashiyu Bikim Bnei Adam Bnei Nehem, until they're able to train other people with these halachas. Shehim Mechabim Shailos Tshuvas, that they compile different questions and answers, and they do like this. Kishayamra Dayan Kach, if the Dayan asks you this thing, Ane Kach, answer him that. Ukishayitan Bala Din Kach, if your opponent makes this time, Tiyat Shuvasal Kach, answer him like this. Like you're training him, you're his trainer. Kiilohim Archin Hadin, it's like they're arranging the din. He's learning Arche Dinim, not so much Arche Dayonim. You're arranging the din. Ubali Hadin Lithnayim. You're setting up the whole thing, you're choreographing the trial.
It won't be spontaneous.
Right. There's a Yudha Ben Tabai warns people not to be like those people. You shouldn't teach the Baal Din a Taina that'll help him in his case. You know that he's being oppressed. He's the one that's the victim over here. He's being victimized. You know that his friend is going to lie for it against him. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to teach him a taina that will save him, that will help him at all. So this sounds pretty much like what a lawyer would want to do. The lawyer would want to go to his client and say, you know, this is your opponent, this is what he's going to probably say, and just like you said, and what, if he says that, you should say that, and by the way, I know that he's lying and you're telling the truth, and to help win the case, you know, if you say this, if you invoke this halacha over here, you're going to win, right? So that's what the Rambam says you're not allowed to do. That's, you can't be Arche HaDayonim. There's a Rashi in the Vilna Shas, there's Pirkei Avos. On one side, it's called Rashi. It's not really Rashi, but among the many things that Rashi says over there is, Al tas atzmecha ka'osam shemarichin u'mesadrin ha'tainus. Don't be like those people that arrange and set up the tainus l'mi she'enam yodim liton lefnei adayonim. They don't know what to tell the dayonim, and you go arrange the case for them. Don't be like those people. That's pretty much like the Rambam says. The Rabbeinu Yonah says differently, a little bit differently. Lo diber kan b'malamit tainus al shek l'chaber. Of course, we're not talking about a lawyer that Chas v'Shalom would tell his client to lie. We're not talking about some lies over here. Ki adam kizehu rasha gomer. That person's a rasha. Aveira gadol. That's a big aveira to teach someone to lie. That's not going to be what Pirkei Avos is talking about. Hacha here in Pirkei Avos b'mili de chasidus askinah. Here we're talking about to become a chassid, to do l'fnei mishuras adin. So what are we talking about in Avos? El b'mi shemesadil tainoso shevipiv. We're talking about someone who organizes the person's tainas. Umatim osan, same lashon we had by the one person giving the case without the other being one there. He's matim osan. He gives a taste. The orech lifnei hadayonim, and he arranges it before the dayonim. Who megalalo atzadin, he tells them the halacha. Ba'amr shein roi lasses kin kiach shiduhu. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, why is it also to do it? What's wrong with helping someone? You're not lying, because people will be choshed you that you're really lying, and you're not really on the up and up. So Rabbeinu Yonah learns this whole thing is just amidas chasidus, and it's not meikar hadin. But we saw Shulchan Aruch Paskins did, and I just brought Rabbeinu Yonah. So Yonah brings this Rabbeinu Yonah, so I brought it down just to know that there's a wide range of, it's not so pashut what this Archei Dayanim is. But we, at this point, we do have some bad news for the lawyers. It seems like the Rambam and Rashi are describing pretty much what lawyers do. And the Mishnah Nava says, whether it's Hasidus like Rabbeinu Yonah says, or it's really an Isser, the Shulchan Aruch does say that one should not do that.
So this is only an Isser in the case.
There's only an Isser in Beis.
Okay, so let's. We have a couple things we need to talk about. First of all, very good. It says Archei Dayanim. Maybe it's only when I'm in the court and I can't like sway the Dayanim. Does it? Is it only in the court, or does it also preparing the Bali Din to get to court? Now, the Rambam did seem to say it's preparing the Bali Din, but you could say that's in court also. Bar Tanura says like this, this is the first issue we want to look at. Because we're going to try to find different ways that someone can practice his profession. We'll say, well, maybe it's only talking if you're in court, but you can at least be a lawyer without going to court and just, you know, pep him up and prep him until he's ready to go. The Bar Tanura says a lesson like this. Don't be archei dayanim, the Bar Tanura in the Mishnah. Ka'osan anoshim, like those people, shall archin u'mistadrin tainas bali hadin lefnei hadayanim. They arrange and they organize the tainas of the bali din before the judges, right, in the court. Sha'asar li'adam le'galus dino le'echa nibali adin, because it's also to reveal the halachas to just one of the litigants. V'olam alam, to tell them, I say, kaf, do this, v'shil shetizka b'dincha, in order that you'll win. Even though you know that he's right, you're not allowed to give him time that's going to help him when the other person's not there. You're just telling him, you do this and you're going to win. That's what the Bar Tanura says. Now, the Tosfos Yonta says, from the beginning of the Bar Tanura, it seems like we're saying that it's just an issur if you're in front of the judges. But at the end of it, he says, you can't be Megala Din to one of the Bali Din, even when he's not one of the judges, even when he's not there. So the Tosfos Yonta says that's what the Bar Tanura really means. The Bar Tanura doesn't, the Isser is preparing the client even when he's not in court. What's he mean that you're training him in front of the judges? Because you're training him at home, will tell him to do, will help him in front of the judges, so in that way it's like you're in front of the judge, you're speaking for him. But you training him at home, it's like you're training him to be answer the questions from the judge. He brings Rashi and Sota. Says also it was mashma a little bit that was only in front of the dayanim, but the Tosfos Yonta concludes, and I think it's mashma that way from the Rambam and the Rashi, the Miuchas Rashi, that the Isser is even not in court. The Isser is preparing the case, getting him to think of a taina that he wouldn't have thought of otherwise, to help him win a case. That is an Isser. And like strikes us a little strange. Why should it be like that? You're really just helping him. You know, he's really, you know, the other person's lying, and he's going to lose the case if you don't help him. But there's still an Isser in telling him a taina that he would not have thought of, that he doesn't know. That seems to be, whether it's in front of the judges or even not in front of the judges, that's what Tosfos Yonta's conclusion. I think that's muskum by most all poskim, that the Isser applies whether you're in court or out of court. You can't train your client to make certain tainas to help him win his case. Yeah, so I mean, the rabbinic answer though, it looks bad. But what you're doing wrong, and this we'll see in the Gemara, what you're doing wrong is that you're minding other people's business, right? What's it your business? You know, like these two people, Reuven and Shimon, are having a fight, and what are you getting involved with? You know, just, you know, you mind your business here. So maybe you think he's wrong, you think he's right. You know, it's not your business. Right? I think that's the main, that's one major issue. We'll see as it progresses. Before we talk about the next thing, let's see some Gemaras just to prove it. But the first thing we talked about right now is, does this wrong thing apply both in court and out of court? We see that it applies both in court and out of court. The next thing we're going to discuss, does it apply only to a dayan, or does it apply to everyone? Right? That's almost the next thing we have to discuss. That's we have on the hand. But let's see some Gemaras to get a little bit more information. There are two Gemaras in Ksuvas. Gemara Nun Beis on the Beis says like this. Trevid Rav Yochanan, Havalu Itas Apa. There were some relatives of Rav Yochanan whose father had died and had left behind his widow, not necessarily their mother, Dahavis Sricha Refua Kalyuma, who needed to be healed every day. She needed medicine every day. And the halacha is like this. one of the obligations of a ksuva, that's what it says in the ksuva, is that the husband takes upon himself to feed his wife. And when he dies, his children have to continue that obligation of feeding the widow. Right? That's a halacha. Now, how about if she needs medical attention? So the Gemara says like this. If it's a perpetual problem, she needs to take blood pressure medicine and it's going to be forever, or she has a certain condition that she needs bandages and it's an ongoing problem. So that's like food. Like, just like she needs food to keep herself alive, she also needs aspirins and medicine to keep her alive, and that's included in the ksuva obligation. If it's a one-time thing, like she had an accident and she broke her foot, and you have to go to the hospital and it'll be out in a month, and then it's going to be finished, so that's not included in the food, and that is something that the husband is not, and the children are not responsible to. They're only responsible for a perpetual problem. In that way, it's like food. And these relatives of Rabbi Yochanan had that issue. They were supporting their father's widow with expensive medical bills, which could have been not so necessary also. Also, the coming to Rabbi Yochanan, they came in front of Rabbi Yochanan and said, look, you know, we're getting drained. Amaluhu, so Rabbi Yochanan said to the relatives, I have advice for you. Eizilu kotzulei midi lerofe. Go to a doctor and say, look, let me make a deal with you. She's not going to live that long anyway. We'll give you $10,000 and just take care of her forever. Now, what do you gain by doing that? Because you've turned it from a perpetual care situation to a one-shot payment. And once it's a one-shot payment, they're no longer responsible anymore. So this is the advice Rabbi Yochanan gave his relatives to just convert it from a weekly, daily expense to a one-time expense. The daily expense you'd be responsible for. It's a weekly, it's a one-time expense. Now you're no longer responsible. It was a good idea. So Rabbi Yochanan then had charata that he had said such a thing. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, asinu atzmeinu ka'arche hadayonim. We made ourselves like lawyers. We made ourselves like this thing called arche hadayonim, and I'm upset. And Rabbi Yochanan had charata. He was sorry that he had done such a thing, because that's an example of what something you're not allowed to do. So what did he hold in the beginning when he gave that advice? You know, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't make mistakes. We forget things. But Rabbi Yochanan had to have some question why he originally said it's okay. Well, what made him change his mind that he held that he had made a mistake? So Gemara says, Mikara, so in the beginning he held, and there's a pasuk that tells me that you have to take care of your relatives. And these relatives were having a problem that the father's widow was maybe unfairly, maybe she was hypochondriac, she was making the bills too long, too large, and he wanted to help them. And that counteracts the issur of being archei dayonim. Uvelav sof savar, but in the end, he realized it was a mistake. Adam chasher shani, since he's a Rosh Yeshiva, it's the wrong thing for him to do, and that's why he had changed his mind. Right, so we see from this Gemara a heter for Arche Dayanim, even though it's also to be an Arche Dayanim. But if you're a relative, so then, right, that's why I say the problem is, why are you messing around with something that's not your business? But if it's your relative, so now it's your business. You have to take care of your relative, and that would be a proper thing to do. Except you realize, but I'm an Adam Chasha, people will, if they see me doing it, they'll say, oh, he done, look what he did, and they'll start doing it for everyone. And that was Rabbi Yochanan's give and take, why you first thought he was okay and then not. But from this we see, if you have two conditions, that you're a relative and you're not an Adam Chashev, so then you can serve as an Arche Dayanim for a person.
This isn't anything to do with
this. Right, and we see another thing, that this Isser of Arche Dayanim, we are extending it, that applies not only to arranging tainas, you know, there was a fight between two people, but it even applies to putting facts on the ground. Right now you have a problem, a legal problem, you know? I know there's this loophole. If you go do a certain thing, you go tell them that, you know, you make a deal with the doctor, you'll get out of the problem. That's also a problem with Arche Dayanim. If you're a relative, though, it's okay. We'll assume, and this is supposed to assume, that applies to both types of Arche Dayanim, both helping him with tainas and changing facts on the ground. Right? That if you're a Karub and not an Adam Chashev, it's okay. Mamish almost the same exact Gemara later on in Ksuvas Peihei on the days. Binta L'Ksuba V'Tavas Hanah, a relative of Rav Nachman, a woman, had been married. And when she was married, she sold her ksuba for Tovas Hanah. Right? Your ksuba was, it's like a risk. She has a ksuba that says that if her husband dies first or divorces her, she's going to get, say, $100,000. If she dies first, she doesn't get a penny. So she sold that document that she had. How much did she sell for? She can't sell it for $100,000 because the buyer is taking a risk whether he'll get it or not. So she sold it for a small amount. And then Igarsha, she was divorced, which made her the winner of the ksuba, which then transfers to the buyer. Ushchiva, and then she died, leaving a daughter behind. So the daughter wanted to get the Yerusha from the family, from her, from the mother who was getting it from her husband. But also Katavi lay the brata, but the purchasers who bought the ksuba came and were taking the property away from the daughter. Rightfully so. So Amalu Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman told them, Leka, who to them is this whole Shaila, some don't have the Girsalu. But Rav Nachman said, Leka the Lisbahullah Aitas, there's no one here to give her to give this relative of mine some advice. What's the advice? Tezel the Techal Luksubasa Dihimala Gabi Abuwa. Right now, someone owes her money. Who owes her money? The deceased husband of her mother, her deceased mother, owes that estate, owes her money. Because that's what happens first, ksuba. Now, she then has an obligation to give it to the purchaser. But right now, the estate owes her money. If she waives that debt, if she forgives that debt, she's mochel that debt, so now what's going to happen? So what's going to happen is the no one owes her any money anymore. Right? There's no, she can't collect the ksuba. She was mochel the ksuba. So the purchaser of the ksuba will now lose his purchase. Tosa says she'll have to pay him for their purchase price. You know, that's Dinah Degarmi. We spoke about that 7 years ago. Dinah will have to pay. But that was only $10,000. And now the $100,000 estate she will inherit from her mother through the father. And in that way, she'll get the bulk of the estate. She won't lose it. That's the advice that she said, that Rav Nachman said. Shama, she heard the suggestion, Azal Chilton, she did it. And the same exact thing happened. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Asino, Asmeina Karcha, and Ayonim, look at this, I did a terrible thing, I made myself like a lawyer. And the Gemara asked, May Karma my sarva, Lasof my sarva, what did he think in the beginning, what did he hold at the end? And the Gemara says, May Karma sarva, Sarva, Lasof Salim. Rav Nachman held that in the beginning, that even though normally you can't be an Archei Dayonim, but it's a relative and I should. At the end he held, well, since he's a Dayan, he's Chashiv, that it was Aser for him to do as an Adam Chashiv. So these are two Gemaras that seem to say the same thing. They both are giving us, extending the Iser of Archei Dayanim to changing facts on the ground. But they are also giving us a Heter, that if you're a relative, you're allowed to be an Archei Dayanim unless you're an Adam Chashiv. Right? That's what we see from the Gemara. Now, based on these Gemaras, the different poskim, we try to derive different halachas of the Archei Dayanim. The first thing we're talking about, right? This is why I want to see this first. We want to talk about, does the Isra of Archei Dayanim apply only to judges or also to regular people? Well, in these cases, Mestama, Rav Yochanan, and Rav Nachman were just acting as relatives. They weren't Dayanim. Rav Nachman was a Dayan, but he was not acting as a Dayan in this case. He heard the thing happened to a relative, and it was something that he was acting as a relative. And the Bachim, in fact, says a lesson like this, Shaminu Me'ab Nachman, Deve Ein Adam Chashev, if you're not an Adam Chashev, Ein Yisrael Arach Lefnei Hadayonim, Rayas L'Schus Krov. There's no Yisrael to arrange in front of judges proofs to prove you're a relative, right? Inami Luma L'Krov Atayna Zemes, or to train your relative what he should say. Right, so from the Bach's Lashon, it's mashma that you're not a Dayan, right? He's saying clearly that an Adam Chashev normally would be usher to talk to Dayanim, meaning that you're not a Dayan, you're a regular layman trying to convince the judges of a halacha, and that's waived if you're a relative. Right? The Shachvel brings from Masilta Gibarim, who says that the Isser only applies to judges, like the Pashtus, like the context of the mission in Ovis, and he says, like you can see from the Ubda Rav Nachman, the Shach quotes the Shilta Gibarim in Siman Samachvav, the Shar Mishpat over here says, I don't understand the Shach, the Shilta Gibarim, I don't know where where you see that the sugya seems to be mashma clearly that the isra applies even to a person acting in front of the dayanim, not only to a dayan himself. It applies to any person who is trying to aid one of the two litigants in their case. Why are you minding someone else's business? Unless you're a karuv, then you have a heter. And he says that Sharmish Mesesh from the Bachofsi, you see that from the Tosus Yantiv that we learned before. The Lashon of Tosus Yantiv also was when he was talking about does it apply in front of the judges or toward the litigant themselves. You see that you're not a dayan, you're someone who is training your client to be successful in front of the dayanim, or you are speaking for him in front of the dayanim. So the Shari Mishpat says clearly that I don't know, I mean, it's a shach. The Shari Mishpat says that he disagrees with the shach. Now, even if you want to say, well, let's be somech on the shach, Hashil Tegibarim, because you know who's greater than the shach, and he somech on this svara. But Allah Pesukim wants to say that they're only talking, that shach is only talking about the Gemara's case, the Gemara's type of Archei Dayanim, which is changing facts on the ground. He wants to say, even if you want to say that there is such a heter that if you're not a Dayan, you can be an Archei Dayanim, that's only the type of Archei Dayanim that is giving advice, business, like business advice. Like if I tell you I have a good stock tip for you, so I'm certainly allowed to do that, even though if I tell you the stock tip and you buy it, there'll be one person who's going to sell it and he's going to lose and you're going to win, but I'm giving you advice, I can give you a stock tip. So same thing, I could tell you, you know, if you right now you have this unfair thing that's happening, you're paying this perpetual care for this hypochondriac who's making you pay every week, so I'm giving you advice, you know, there's a legal way to get out of it, go to a judge and go to a doctor and make it into a flat one-time payment, right? So the Halach Pesuk wants to say that's the only case where the Shach would say such a thing, where you're making a legal, you're changing the facts, that you could give advice to. But when it's talking about arranging tainas, which is the other definition of Archei Dayanim, that you can't prep them and tell them what time to say, he says this, you'll say that, so that no one would hold that you could do it even if you're not a dayan. So that's what he wants to say. But even with that, the Shari Mishpat does have a pretty strong argument that from all of the Rambam, also the Mashma, the way all the Rishonim, almost all the Poskim are Mashma, that this prohibition applies both to a Dayan and to a non-Dayan. Either way, you're not allowed to be an Archei Dayanim. Right, so what we've seen until now, there's this review up to here, we've seen that there's two types of Archei Dayanim. One is the type that trains one of the litigants what taina to say, how to convince the judge. If the other person says this is what you should say, training, and you know, the facts are there, they just have to present the facts. He's finding some way to color the facts to help this litigant win. What's wrong with that? Either because why are you minding someone else's business, or maybe stronger, when you're coloring the facts, you might also be hiding the truth also. It could be that deep down he really should win, but you're not presenting it in a fair manner. In a Din Torah, the judges not just need the information and they can figure things out. You try like coloring it, so that's something that's wrong. It's very easy, I mentioned this once, I think, that it's very easy, you look up nowadays Pesachei Chosh, you look up these contemporary poskim, and you look up any shaila, and they'll give you, well, there's seven svaras why this Reuven wins, and there's seven svaras why Shimon wins, and they bring from poskim from all over, and you could be a very good Aruch Din, and you take Reuven, your Reuven's your client, so you take those seven Maramakamas, and you write a whole tshuva with seven rayas that Reuven's right, and you present that to the Dayan, you know, so the Dayan hopefully, you know, will look up the same svar and see the other seven on Shimon's side, and I would say that should be the interpreter between the Reuven and his lawyer, because the lawyer really didn't help too much over there. But that's what we're talking about. Like you're trying to color the din towards one way. That could be something wrong with this also. So that's one type of Archei Dayanim. The second type of Archei Dayanim is where, like the cases in the Gemara, where it's not a matter of they're in a din Torah and how are you going to, who's going to win, I'm going to help this person win a din Torah. They're not in a din Torah. They're just in situation where they're kind of adversarial situation where one is doing something that's not so good for the other one, and you're helping the victim write himself up by telling him, you know, there's a sale. Just you come, there's a sale. You can get things cheap over there. You know, there's a way you can get out of this by talking to the doctor and getting a flat fee, or being mochel tzuva, and through that it'll work out in your favor. Both those are aser. Both of those are also aser as archei dayanim, because the Mishnah says, don't make yourself like an archei dayanim. Don't mess in other people's businesses. Don't, and there you're not doing anything wrong. You're not coloring things there. You're just involved in something that's not your business. But the Gemara says, if you're a karov, if you're related, so then you're allowed to do it. If you're a karov, so then you're allowed to take care of that. You can take care of your relative in either way, as long as you're not an adam chashuv. Now the Tosfos Yontif extends that a step further. Surprisingly, he himself is closer, I think, at the end, if it's him, but he says, if you're not an adam chashuv, he wants to say from the Gemara, from Rav Yochanan, and it's mashma, if you're not an adam chashuv, then you can help anyone, even if you're not a related. The way he apparently understands the Gemara is, what did Rav Nachman think in the beginning? Well, I'm a relative, and at the end he said, I shouldn't do it because I'm an adam chashuv. So the real problem was he was an adam chashuv. If he hadn't been an adam chashuv, if he hadn't been prominent, so then he could have helped anyone. He just was saying, well, it's a relative, I really should help him. And here's the lesson I was talking about before. Tosfos Yontif says like this: Hod Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Mibsarcha. Why do you bring this pasuk? Haina Di Ilav Hachi Lamelo Lasses Kain Lahavse Shekin Nagda. What are you getting involved in someone else's business? Right? Why are you getting involved with it? So it wouldn't be aser. It's only aser if you're an adam chashuv, and that's what he wants to say. Tosfos Yontif wants to say, and that would be a good heter. As long as you're not chashuv, and you know, we call wave our chashivas, and this way we can do what we want, and you know, I'm not chashuv, I can do it. So that would be a good heter. Except Tosfos Yontif himself says, from Rashi's not the mashma that way. Rashi clearly says over there in Ksuvas, the second Gemara, he says, what's wrong if you're an adam chashuv? Because shalom to him, and people will learn from him. V'yeshiyasu af shalom l'krovim, they'll help out people that even aren't their relatives. So, anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan clearly says also that there's no such heter like that. The only heter is if you're a karov and you're not an adam chashuv, so then you can help out this person in either way. I think it's a good idea to read the Aruch HaShulchan inside. It'll be a good chazar for the whole shir, except one last nekuda we're going to say. The Aruch HaShulchan says like this: Yesh lo adam afilu kasheino dayan. A person, even if he's not a dayan, like the Shaarei Mishpat, even if it applies, even if you're not the judge, lehisrachik atzma mulios ka'arche hadayonim. Once again, he doesn't say it's aser, but it's something that you should stay away from being an arche hadayonim. Dahainu, what's that mean? Sheyilame le'elchem in valeyadin tainos, that you're going to teach one of the litigants different tainos, v'lomalo, and tell them, titan kach v'kach, say this and say that, and you'll win. Or also, chen lahatim, divrei echem in valeyadin le'dayin, or to present one of the litigants' case to the dayin. If you ain't on Divam Shoshak, even though you're not lying, you're just coloring things to help out one of the Dayanim. So, what happened? What if the Bali did? So, that's Aser, even if you're not a Dayan. Certainly, if you're a Dayan, last time we said you can't even hear one of the stories without the other one there. Certainly, you can't help out one of the Bali din. That's certainly unfair. And then, from the Gemara, he says the second thing. You can't advise one of the Bali din to do something that's heter, kadesh yizkav din, so he'll win. Kemo be yisomim, just like the case of the yisomim that were chayom lozen al shesavim. They had to feed the wife of the father, and they made a deal. You know, the whole eisa making it a one shot thing. However, beim hu karv leval din, if he's related to the val din, mutter lasos kain. It's mutter for him to give that advice. Kivin to beheter, since it's beheter. Beim adam chashuv, but if he's adam chashuv, then tzarich lo atzmo apkishu karovo. He should refrain from doing that, even though he's a karov. So the Aruch HaShulchan is clearly saying that, not like the Tosfos Yontif wanted to say, that it applies both to the Isser applies both to a Dayan and to a layman. we learned before, it applies whether you're in front of the Dayanim, and he says both cases, whether you're in front of the Din Torah, or you're just helping him out at home, and he's going to go to the Dayanim, applies in all cases. The only heter is if you're a Karev, and you're not Choshev. Right? That's what the Aruch Shulchan says. Now, I was thinking that would be bad news, because that would kind of knock out a lot of lawyers from what they do. Next week we're going to see, we're going to work into it. Is it coloring facts, or is it, how about if you're helping, that we'll see. But there's another very very good heter that I thought of, and then I heard that Rabbi Yosef says it. And why are we saying that a Karov is allowed to do it? If it's such a terrible thing, you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. But if you're related, then you can tell them Lashon Hara, right? You never have that. A relative is allowed to do something that's otherwise usher. Right? So we say, Mibsar Chatzisaling, you have to take care of your relatives, so that's why there could be a heter. But suppose you have to take care of yourself, or you have to take care of your family. And by helping out Reuven, you'll help yourself and your family. So then Kol Shekein should be able to do it. Now how is it that you're going to help yourself by helping Reuven? Because if you do a good job, or even if you don't do a good job, Reuven's going to pay you. Right? If Reuven's going to pay you, so then you're better than a Karuv, because the whole thing was saying, well, you have to take care of your relatives, but I have to take care of myself, and I have to take care of my family. And if someone comes over to me and says, look, I'm really stuck over here, I don't know what to do, I had this situation, I'm going to pay you $150 an hour, $500 an hour, to help me out of this problem. So, at that point, can you say, well, what am I messing in someone else's business? Well, this is not someone else's business, this is my business now. And Rabbi Yosef says that that's included in the heter of Karuv, that our system, they never had such a thing in the times of the Rishonim and the Poskim and Achronim, because they don't talk about such a thing. But if there would be a situation where someone would pay you to help him, so he wants to say that that's included in the heter of a Karuv, but you have to make sure you're not an Adam Chashev. Don't become too Chashev, because then you'll have that problem. And I won't make any jokes about many lawyers are Adam Chashev, so there are. The Kamei Chachamim are lawyers, so I know they would have. The truth is, some say the Birchiyosa or the Chidari brings it that this Adam Chashev doesn't apply nowadays, that we have Svarim, because the whole problem of Adam Chashev is people will learn and make mistakes, but now everything's black and white. And the Torah's written down now, so maybe this thing of Adam Chashev doesn't apply anymore, or you waive your, it's not like waiving kahuna. You can waive your right to be an Adam Chashev, could be. So that would be a heter that Rabbi Yosha mentions. So in conclusion, there is a wrong, it's wrong to be an Arche Dayanim. And what's Arche Dayanim? Meaning arranging tainas, giving people advice that'll change situations in the favor of one over the other. Because why are you minding someone else's business? If you're a relative, you can. If you're Adam Chashev, you shouldn't, because people will make mistakes from you, as they'll learn from you wrongly. And we're adding that someone being paid could be equivalent to a Karuv. Next week we'll find another way that could be possible to help people out, and that will be talked about. Stuff.